Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And then he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circle to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Hallelujah. We have some questions as teachers of Sunday school or even as priests. How can I make a balance between my spiritual life and by my service to the Lord? Sometimes we ask, have we started by our inner man to be spiritual, to grow up and up, and for how and what is the limit in which I start serving? Or sometimes while we are serving somebody, we said, oh, we have to return home because it is a time of praying, or it is a time for reading the Bible. Why I waste my time with others? And it is very important for me to take care of my spiritual life. And while I am praying, sometimes I said, oh, truly praying is very important. Studying the Bible, enjoying the Bible is very important. But many people are far away from Christ. How can I become happy while many people are not happy? It is my responsibility to work. It is, I think, the work of Satan to make a kind of conflict between our spiritual life and ourselves, as if there is a struggling between the two. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have one life. We cannot separate our life into many aspects and say, this is our life in the church, this is our life at home, this is our life as teacher of Sunday school, this is our life in my private room. We have one life. This life is called the risen life in the Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul used to say. When we hear this psalm, which we, I don't want to say recite, but we sing this song or this psalm every day in the morning, the prayer of the morning. When I say the heavens declare the glory of God, I am not looking up towards the sky and said, this is the heaven which glorify God. Or when I said the firmament shows his handiwork, I am not looking for the firmament. According to many fathers, especially Saint Augustine, he said, when you say our Father who art in heaven, instead of lifting up your eyes towards heaven, may you deepen your eyes into your heart, because it is the new heaven which God established within you. Then when we heard about the heavens declare the glory of God, it is concerning all the believers, all the church has to glorify God. And there is no separation between my responsibility as a believer or my responsibilities as serving God. The two are, in fact, one life, cannot be separated from each other. Here we heard that where their voice is not heard, there is no voice. There is no speech nor language. Where their voice is not heard, their line has gone out through all the earth. And the mind of the psalm, service is not just to speak. We can't imagine any person, even St. Peter, when he gave a sermon, I think not more than 5 minutes, when we read it in the book of Acts chapter 2, he gave a sermon just about 5 minutes. And about 3,000 persons were attracted to Christ. it is not the authority of St. Peter as a man. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Then when we become heaven, the Holy Spirit will work through us, even while we are silent, even while we can't speak, and we have no human communication. God is working by all means when we become His own and under His will, accept His will in our life. I want to give just an example. I think perhaps some heard about the Saint Nino. Nino is called the Apostle of Georgia. You know Georgia? The country which is called Georgia. At the time of Constantine, the emperor, there was a nun in Rome. And Georgia, the king sent somebody, delegates to the emperor. And on their way, on their return, they entered the nunnery. They found a very beautiful nun called Nino. Then he said they take her as a captive and said we can sell it with a great price. And one of the statesmen bought her as a slave, and she lived at this house. She was very calm. At that time, Georgia, their god was, I think, is called the god of war. And the people were very violent. She was very calm. She started to live without any worry. She was always smiling. She had her effect on the slaves, on those who serve, even her master and the mistress, the two became very happy with her. In brief, another one of the statesmen has a child, and this child, lonely child, was very sick. His mother tried to bring many doctors, but in vain. And according to the custom at that country, she took the child and knocked the doors, asked many people to pray for her, to pray before God of War. She heard about Nino, that she is a very calm person, very always smiling. She had her effect on all who surrounded her. She went to her and asked her, "Can you pray for this child? I heard about you and about your God." She said, "Do you believe my Lord can heal your child?" She said, "I don't know anything about him." She said, "If he healed him, do you believe in him?" She said, "Surely." Then she started to pray and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to grant him healing, and he was healed. In a couple of months, the story started to be well known in the country, and the queen was very sick. She heard from the statesman about what happened with the child. She sent some of the statesmen to Nino to bring her, and she was a slave. They asked her, "Can you come to the queen? She is very sick. She wants you to pray for her." She said, "I can't go because I have my responsibility here. And therefore, if she wants me to pray for her, she can come here in this house." They were astonished how a slave say like that. She went to the queen and said, "Oh, we are very upset. She refused to come. She said so and so." The queen was astonished how a slave who can become free if she came and pray for me and I will be healed, how she didn't came. Then she respected her more and more, and she returned. And she went to her. She prayed for her, and God healed the queen. The king tried to stop any preaching of Christianity, but at the end, he believed in Christ, and he asked Nino to work, and she started to witness to Jesus Christ, and Constantine sent a bishop to the country who baptized the people and started the new church in Georgia. Therefore, in Georgia, they called her the apostle of Georgia. She was a nun. But at the same time, while she accepted everything, even when she was in a problem, when she accepted everything joyfully, and she didn't care about suffering, and she believed God can change everything for her spiritual growth, God used her as a great witness to Jesus Christ. I remember when I wrote this story in English and in Arabic, and it is written in one of the priests in Jersey City wrote the story in the website of the church. I think the nunnery in Georgia sent an email to him and said, thank you for writing this story. We have the icon of this scene. Then we can say there is a separation between the two. When she was serious in her spiritual life, she didn't look to be a leader. She was not asking to have special situation or position in the church. She was seriously want to be as a heaven. God worked through her, and she became, as they said, the apostle of Georgia. We have many, many examples in the history how many Christians truly had their effect in the growth of the church or witnessing to the Lord Jesus Christ, although they had no position in the church, but through their sincere and faithful life in the Lord Jesus Christ, they attracted many people to Christ. We have another example for another person have the same name, but it's called Nina, you know. Nina is the mother of Saint Gregory of Nyssa, the theologian. He wrote concerning Saint Nina, his mother, and said that his father was very severe, and he was far away from Christ, and his mother attracted him not only to be a real Christian, but afterwards they lived in virginity, or they left as brother with his sister, and he was ordained a bishop. And her son became also bishop, and he is called the same name of his father, Gregory of Nyssa, or Gregory the theologian. And one of his speech, he said, my mother taught my father the art of pastorship. And he learned how to take care of the people through the work of his mother. This is a lady who truly, when she became successful in her spiritual life, she had her effect on her husband, not only to be Christian, but even after becoming a bishop, she had her effect on him, how to shepherd the people. It is in the works of Saint Gregory of Nyssa. Therefore, I believe to witness to Jesus Christ and to serve, it is not just to be a deacon or teacher of Sunday school or to be a monk. You can work by all means. Everyone has his own responsibility. We respect the church order. We respect the administration of the church. But at the same time, we believe that the Holy Spirit can work with the children, with the young people, with the priest, through the bishop, through all the congregation, by all means. I remember when I was ordained a priest, for 2 years I was in a kind of struggling. I asked myself, why I accepted to be a priest? It is not my talent. I like to read, to write. I don't like to enter in the problems of others, to enter in discussions for about 2 years, but my father in confession always, he was Father Mikhail Ibrahim, always encouraged me and said, it is not by your acceptance, it is a gift from God. And many times he used to tell me this advice. If a person is ordained a priest, the Satan always attacks attacks him, why he accepted that if he would be in the monastery, he would be, praise God, and spent all his time in sharing with the angels their praise and songs and so on. If he become a monk, the same Satan would also attack him. Why you are in the monastery without work? If you are a priest, you will attract many persons to Christ and so on. Why you are like an idle person? If a person is married, he said, oh, you was free, you can pray as you wish, you can fast as you wish, and why you have this burden? If he is not married, he has the same problem. You are alone, you are without any benefit or advantage here in this world. This is the work of Satan. When I am praying, he said, why you are praying? Many people are in need of your service. When you are serving, he says, oh, why you are serving? The prayer is more important than serving. The Christian person always thankful. He or she always thanks God. While he praying, he is very joyful for praying. While he is serving, he is very joyful while he is serving. Never be upset at all. Because in all conditions, we are the children of God. We accept his work in our life, wherever we are, at all circumstances. Second thing, which also very important, when we serve God, we have to make a kind of combination between service and between our inner progress. When I give a sermon, if I do not feel that this sermon is directed to my heart, even if all the people have advantage of it, I am in failure. We believe that the person, whatever this person, when he gives a sermon, it is directed at first to his heart, and he is in need of this sermon more than others. Saint Ambrose of Milano used to say, every person is in need to learn. Only God who teach and is not in need to learn. Every person. Moses the great, Abraham, the apostles, the disciples, the bishops, any person in the world is in need to learn every day. And can't say, oh, I read the Bible. Once I visited a person and I asked him in the United States, do you read the Bible? He said, oh, I read the Old Testament and New Testament many times. I think I am not in need to read the Bible. Then I said, oh, how is it? There was a person who started to read one verse and he continued in this verse more than 80 years, and he didn't finish this verse. He said, who is it? I said to him, Saint Anthony the Great. He heard one verse, and every time he tried to deepen inside the verse, he found there is no limitation in the verse. And he enjoyed this verse all his life, as if it is very, very deep. He couldn't fulfill it as it is. We are in need to learn. The problem sometimes we feel that we are teachers. We are teachers. And it is our responsibility to teach others. No. I am, in fact, always a disciple of my Lord Jesus Christ. I am in need to learn more and more every day. And I have to learn not only from my sermons, but I have to learn from every person, even from the non-Christians, from all events. Even if I am on my way and I behold an accident, it is a lesson from heaven. I have to be ready. I ask myself, if it is happened to me, am I ready to meet my Lord Jesus Christ? It is a lesson for me to thank God, for He protected me. It is a lesson to ask for those who are injured or in harm, may God help them. Even if I heard about any problem, even if non-Christians, political, something concerning politics, I am not want to know the news of the world. What happened to Saddam Hussein? What happened in Iraq? What happened in the United States? No. All the world is in my heart. I want the salvation of every human being. Every human being. I love every person, even those who persecute the church. Even those who made many troubles to the church. I love them. Even I do not love their works, but they are in my heart. Saint Cyril of Alexandria wrote many letters, I think at least 3 letters, to Nestorius the heretic, who said that Jesus Christ, when he was born, he was just a man. And he blamed the wise men because they worshipped the child Jesus, because he said, he at that time was a man and was not God. Saint Cyril wrote to Nestorius and he said to him, I love you more than any other person. You can't find any person who loves you like me. But I want you to know the truth. I don't like your ideas, but I love you. We have even... when he entered in a problem with Nestorius, he didn't lose his love. Surely he was praying for Nestorius and all his followers, because he wants everyone to enjoy the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the first point to make a combination between our inner life and our service. While we are serving others, we have to serve ourselves. And even while we teach others, we have also to learn from others. Any time when the priest receives a confession, even from a child, and he doesn't learn something from this confession, he is in failure. I learn from the children while they are confessing. I learn from the people when I am visiting them. I remember once while I was in the first year of the college, and for more than a month or more, I didn't pray the prayer of sunset or the 11th hours. And while at that time I was about 16 or 15 years old, and I was teacher of Sunday school, and one of the children said to me, I didn't understand the psalms. How can I understand the psalm? I started to simplify the meaning of the psalms. I returned home and said, oh, how can I simplify the psalms to him? And I myself, for more than a month, I didn't pray the prayer of the 11th hour. And I started to pray. I have to learn from the kids. It is a good chance for the person to serve others, because through serving others, he discovers many of his weakness, and he would be in growing up in his spirituality. As we are, while we serving ourselves, while we are serving others, also at the same time, when we are worshipping God, we worship God on behalf of the whole world. When I am in my private room and the door is closed, I am not alone in this room. Truly I am with the Lord. But I have the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is lover of all mankind. I can't pray and say, my Father who art in heaven. But I say, our Father. I am speaking on behalf of all the Christians. But also I hope on behalf of all the world. I can say to him, forgive me my sins, but I feel that I am praying for all the sinners and I am one of among them. Once a person came to Father Bishoy Kamel and asked him to confess. He was a very decent person. He was teacher of Sunday school. He started to weep and said, Father, it is too difficult for me to confess. He said, why? He said, I commit many sins, very terrible sins. Father Bishoy was astonished. He said, I commit adultery. He said, by thoughts, by touching, and physically. I killed. He said, how is it? He said, I killed by words, by thoughts, and physically. And he started to speak. Father Bishoy was in confusion. What happened? He prayed the absolution to him, and after a couple of days, he found him in the court of the church. He called him, what about your situation? And he took him in the church. Can you tell me what you have done? What you said? You remember what you said in your confession? He said, yes, Abuna. He said, do you commit all these sins? He said, yes. He said, how is it? When? He said, Father, you know I am living with some of my friends. We are not from Alexandria. And they committed many sins. I repent on behalf of them. Because what they did, I did. When I see somebody, even in the TV, killing a person, I feel I am committing this crime. How can I be happy while others are committing these sins? Therefore, I am weeping for all those who commit these sins. Father Bishoy was astonished. This is the Christian love. How can he enjoy this Christian life while others are in fact committing sin? Then how can we separate our inner life in the Lord Jesus Christ from serving others? When I read the Bible, if there are somebody, even if while I am visit any family and I start to read the Bible, I am not reading it as if I am a teacher and they are students. I am read the Bible for me, and I am in need to learn from them. At the same time, while I am reading the Bible in my private room, I ask God, how truly I feel happy and taste the sweetness of the Bible. Can you work in the hearts of men to enjoy what I taste and what I practice through reading the Bible? We are in need to make a kind of re-evaluation of our life without making any separation between our spiritual life and between our service. When we can serve God? At what age? What is the youngest preacher in the world? Who? John the Baptist. When he started, while he's in the womb of his mother, he revealed that Saint Mary is the mother of the Lord. And she felt as a party, because the Hebrew word means dancing. He started to dance in a spiritual way. She discovered that in her womb there is a party. And it is changed as if it was heaven. And thus she was truly astonished and started to sing a hymn to the Lord Jesus Christ and to bless how Saint Mary, the mother of the Lord, came to her. He started his preaching while he was in the womb of his mother. And we heard in the morning Jeremiah, how God said to him that while he was in the womb of his mother, he was well known to God and he was sanctified. There is no age. There is no age. We can work from the first moment of being a human being, even in the womb of our mothers. Therefore, don't say, I am young. No, it is not my work. It is the work of God. And there is no end Even after this, I tell you a story how God truly is working through those who are sincere in their service. I speak too much about Father Bishop Kamel because perhaps I know many stories concerning him as we lived together for a long time. I remember when I was in New Jersey and they made a feast, the St. George Church, the other church, because he bought the church, and Father Bibawi, Dawood Bibawi, gave the picture of Abuna Bishoy to all the people. On the second day, on Sunday, a lady came and asked me to confess. And when I started to confess, yesterday I received the picture of Abuna Bishoy. I put it in my pocket. And in the midnight, I saw a person coming to me and said, "What are you doing? You put my picture with the picture of so-and-so, the other picture of a person, she loved him, although she was married and he was married." He said to her, "You have to put this picture or that, but not the two together." She awake and she cut the other picture into pieces and started to repent. Even after his death, it is his talent that he wants everyone to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ and to repent. We have many stories. I don't like the stories of healing and something like that, but the story of repentance. I remember Father Luke, once he entered the church, he found a young lady, she was weeping. He said, "Why you are weeping?" She said, "Oh, I loved a Muslim person, and Father Bishoy used to support me, and I left him, and I didn't take care of him. After his departure, I returned to this person. And this night, he appeared to me in a dream, and he slapped me on my face and said, 'Oh, I told you not to go with him.'" This is the work of a person after his death. Therefore, there is no limit for working. We have to start. Surely, God will work even while we are here, even after departure. Because we are one church. This cannot separate us from each other, cannot prevent us from praying and working on behalf of others, especially for the repentance of men. I hope truly that all of us truly be spiritual servants and to live in Christ and to be sure that God is working in us. Glory be to God. Amen.